In the presentation above, we showed you how to do some bond quotes using FINRA. If you find some other place that does a better job, please contact me. As we said, some places will give you bond quotes, but you have to be a client. So we're going to go through the years, starting in the depths of the Great Recession, March of 2009, February 2009, taking a look at Ford, and then in the next presentation, we'll take a look at Poway Unified School District. And I don't know why, but I'm just glad I saved these, because we could see what's going, we could see how the United States and the world came out of the Great Recession, the turmoil of 2008 and 2009. So we started saving these, and at first we were using Yahoo, and Yahoo seemed to be okay, but then it didn't work very well, so we had to switch to FINRA, which is what we're using now. So let's go all the way back to March of 2009 and take a look at Ford bonds. Now, in the presentation, we talk about the relationship of price and bond prices and interest rates, that it's a seesaw. So what you're going to see here are prices that look funny, $58. No, you have to multiply by 10. It's a long story, but basically it means $580. Well, if you remember in the presentation, bonds usually are denominated in $1,000 increments. So this bond right here in March of 2009 was selling for $580. When it first came out, it sold for $1,000. Well, what happened? The price went down and the yield went up. So this was a bond that was paying, it still is, the interest rate doesn't change, 7.7%. And notice that when it matures, not until 2097. Some of you will still be alive, but I certainly won't. And the yield to maturity is 13%. And why is that? Well, we're going to do the calculations in Chapter 10. But what happened is the price fell, and so it's still paying $77, 7.7%. 7.7% times $1,000, $77, but it pays that half of that twice each year. They pay every 6 months. And so because you're only paying $580 and getting $77, you're actually getting over 13%. But notice the ratings. And if you've gone through the presentation, what is CCC? Junk, non-investment grade. It means that there's the rating agency, in this case Fitch, there's Standard & Poor's, Moody's, Fitch, Weiss. The rating agency says, you know what, Ford has a pretty good chance of going under. There's a pretty good chance that you are buying bonds, if you buy these bonds, that they will default on the bonds. Hence, that's why the price is so low. People were dumping the bonds, and so people who were buying the bonds were accepting a much lower price, getting a much higher yield on their money than the coupon rate, the interest rate of 7.7%, but they were also taking on the risk that Ford might have disappeared. And I wish I had saved the GM bonds, because they were not selling for $580. They were selling for $80 and paying 7-8% coupon rate. So if they made 1 year's worth of coupon payments, you would have gotten all your money back in 1 year. But as we know, GM went through bankruptcy, Ford did not. Now, I don't know how much the GM bondholders got when GM went through bankruptcy. Probably got paid pretty well, but still, people were willing to sell their $1,000 GM bond for $80 because they were so frightened that GM was going to go under. And see, we had 640, 590, 600. So all these bonds are discount bonds that are selling for far less than $1,000, and look at the coupon yields and look at the yields to maturity. So now let's go next to October of 2009. And people are still frightened. People are still frightened. They still believe that the world is going to end, but notice the prices. See the prices? They've gone up from 580, 640, to 918, 760, 770, 860, and the yields have gone from 13 down to 10, 9, 10. It's still rated at CCC, which is still junk, non-investment grade. But notice they're not callable. If they were callable, Ford would have called them a long time ago because they don't want to pay 9.98% or 7.4%. But they issued these non-callable bonds, and so they cannot call them in. So the people who have these things are getting paid pretty well, assuming Ford stays in business, which was a good assumption back then, as you know now. So now let's go to June of 2010, and notice now a few of the bonds are actually selling for more than 1,000, 1,030, 1,023.80, 1,060, where some of them are still selling at a discount. And what's happened to the rating? It's still junk. It's still under investment grade. Investment grade is BBB or above. But it's a lot better than CCC. And notice the yields now have come down quite a bit, where they were 10% in October. In fact, in this case, selling at a premium, this bond is paying 9.98% on $1,000 or $99.80. But because we're buying it at a premium, we're only getting 9.19% because we had to pay more than $1,000 to buy the bond. That's now a premium bond. And that was October of 2000. What was that? No, that was June of 2010, was that? I just lost myself. Where was that? Is that October 2009? Here we are. That was June of 2010. Now let's go to October 2010. I'm sorry, I'm getting lost. I gotta keep concentrating here, folks. And so now we go to what's this? This is June of 2010. And look at what's happened. All the prices now are higher than 1,000, and all the yields are lower than the coupon yields, because now all these bonds are at premiums. So just 2 years, not even 2 years. What is this? I keep forgetting. Yeah, October 2010, a year and a half, basically. Just a year and a half later, we now are looking at premium bonds. So those people who bought them in the depths of the Great Recession, you see why we say invest when there's blood in the streets? The people who bought those bonds at that time are now looking at, they've almost doubled the prices in some of them. Some of them have doubled the prices. So they have done very well for themselves. And they're still getting their 13%. But now if you buy it now, for this example, this bond right here, the one that matures in 2047, 9.98%, you're paying at $123, but you're only getting $99.80. So that turns out the yield to maturity is 8.021. But look at the bond rating. Fitch is now saying, yeah, they're still junk, but now they're better than they were before. They started out at CCC, went up to B, now they're at BB. So let's not forget where we were, because I get lost these. Okay, now March of 2013. So we're going to skip a few years and find that now some of them are 1447. There's that one, that the 9.98%. And look at what happened to the rating. What's happened is now don't forget this one. This is a school district. But all of the bonds now are now investment grade. And Ford is now no longer junk. Ford bonds, they are no longer junk. So now bond mutual funds that say we don't invest in junk, now they can buy Ford bonds. But of course they're buying them at twice the price of what they were selling just 2 years, well, 3 years, 4 years earlier. Right? Yeah, it's 2013. So you see what, do you want to eat well or do you want to sleep well? The people who were willing to risk buying those bonds that could have gone default are now looking at doubling their price. Of course, the stock did even better. Stock did, you know, went from $1.60 to like $12. Okay, so that was in 2013. Now let's skip to October 2014. And now no longer can we use Yahoo, because Yahoo just doesn't work anymore. I don't know why. But still, we still see some um, some bonds selling for premiums, but now you see bonds that are selling for discounts. But what's going on here? These are newly issued bonds. Notice they're also callable. So all the other ones were not callable. Here, 7.75, 7.4. There's that 2047 bond selling for giving us 9.98%, selling for $1,542. But notice here they are selling for $938. Why? Because they're newly issued bonds, and look at what they're paying. But Ford's not stupid, right? They issue new bonds. They're not going to issue them at 9.98% or 7.5%. They're going to issue them at the going rate of 1, 2, 3%. And therefore, now interest rates have gone up a little bit, so the bond prices have gone down. So let's now skip on over to October 2017. Yeah, things didn't change too much after October 14. And so we're still, you can barely see that. We're still looking at premium bonds for bonds that have high rates of coupon, 9.98% bond selling for a whopping $1,620, still rated triple B. And see what happens when things are great. That's when everybody wants to buy in. Ooh, is it too late to get in? Well, the time to get in was when it was, ooh, was it too late to get out? So let's go to April 2018. It should be pretty much the same. Interest rates started to tick up. So we see the prices have gone down from, you know, 1600 down to 1500, 1300. So the interest rates are starting to tick up. Not much, you know, not very much. And bond prices are coming down. That was 2018. Now let's go a year ago. When interest rates started, that's when the Fed started raising interest rates because the economy is back to semi-normal. Ha, 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 ha. Little did they know about the coronavirus. And we see that, bond prices have come down. Yields have gone up. Ford is still triple B. It's still investment grade. But the bond yields are nowhere high as they used to be. And the prices have come down. Nowhere near as low as they used to be, and the prices are nowhere near as high as they used to be. See, it confuses everybody, even yours truly. And what we see now, October 2020, the financial turmoil, the worldwide pandemic, and what's happened? The yields have gone up. In some case, dramatically, the prices have gone down. Some of them dramatically. Look, people are dumping these bonds here. $749.70, $925.88. The yields have gone way up. Why? Because people are frightened that Ford this time is going to go under. I don't think it is. It doesn't mean I'm right. If you do think Ford is going under, obviously you wouldn't want to buy these bonds. But if you don't, if you think Ford's going to make it through the next few years, and not only do they have to deal with the coronavirus, they have to deal with Tesla, who's making all the car companies look bad. And they'll catch up, I think. I don't know. We'll see. But you see what happens? Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to run with everybody else? Ray, is it too late to get out? Dump your bonds? Are you going to say, I don't know. Maybe I will bite at these bonds, knowing that there's a chance. Well, they're still rated triple B, but I think that rating is going to go down depending on how severe the recession is. It's going to be ugly, folks. We know this. We know this to be true. It's going to be ugly. We just don't know how long and how deep. But I'm praying, I'm hoping, there's a whole lot of smart people out there in the world who are doing their best to get a treatment and a vaccine and both, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But I'm not dumping my stocks. I'm not a bond buyer, by the way. I mean, I am through our, because we're old, my wife and I, because I've been balanced, a lot of money in the balance funds. And so the balance funds, they buy the bonds. I don't buy bonds. Anyway, so cool. Now, next stop will be we'll take a look at Poway. All right. So stick with us. Meanwhile, you can do your own. You're going to do your own quotes and see what's going on in the corporate world, in the municipal world, and in the treasury world.